I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, that's right. Prime time with Isachi and Souk. On 1080 The Fan. That's what station you're listening to. We are sports, allegedly.
Sports adjacent.
It is May 27th. You know, we're almost to June.
I know.
You believe that?
I do believe that. It's supposed to be in the 80s this week, so yeah. It's very June-esque.
Well, I think it's 80 out there right now, isn't it?
I don't know, Jerry. I like when you go Seinfeld for no particular reason.
I do knew that.
What is the deal with that?
Also, when you say the date for no particular reason, yeah. I have a little panic that I should be starting in the news and I don't have it ready.
You can fire it off if you want.
No, I don't want to, but when you're like, it is May 27th, I'm like, wait. Yeah.
People can't handle news at 3:20.
Only 79.
No.
Out there right now.
Yeah. Had to turn the sprinklers back on. Still don't have that hedge trimmer, though, that I'm looking for.
Oh, so. I had somebody text me about that. We may get you hooked up on that.
A hedge trimmer?
Yeah.
Oh.
My landscape guy texted me.
Hot hedge trimmer
I
talk.
Forgot to get back to him, though. He wants to know what you want.
Oh. It's a hedge trimmer.
Yeah. Should we just call him right now on the air and get that all squared away?
Just kind of square this away right now. Yeah. But yeah, the sprinklers had to come back on today, and, you know.
I do know.
It's that time of the year, man.
We've got a game four tonight. Are you excited about that?
Hockey or basketball?
Basketball.
No.
Really?
I am not.
Why not? Pacers, Knicks, pretty good.
Because I got hockey to care about. Oh. All of my, I will say that the Knicks and the Pacers, I'm just combining them with the Nakers.
Oh.
That does get my attention.
Dangerous.
Got our attention too.
But hockey takes precedence over me. So if you're asking me which one I'm more excited about, in between caring about the Stars and the Oilers, then I will switch over to the Nakers game and see if that interests me. And then if it gets into the fourth quarter, I will care again. But, you know.
It'll be good in the fourth quarter.
I think so.
Right? I mean, hasn't every one of those games been good in the fourth quarter?
No. Am I wrong? One has not. So.
Which one? Because the other one was, like...
Game two wasn't.
Last game was.
Yeah. So game one had the crazy comeback, and then game two was not, and then game three was.
That series is kind of bananas.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. And, you know, if you're sitting there and you're in New York, like, I don't know what you make of it, because, you know, you could sit there and say, I can't believe we let game one get away from us. But the Pacers are saying the same thing about game three. They were up by 20, and they let that one go away. So I don't really know what you make of that at this point. You've had two massive blown leads, one on each side, and then you had the one that was competitive, but Indiana just was able to close them out, and there wasn't a lot of huge drama involved in that. So
yeah,
this idea though that like when the Knicks went down 2-0 that this series was over was ludicrous. Like, obviously, you come back and you win game three, and now you win this one, and you even the series, and then you're going back to New York. I mean, this is
the series tonight.
I mean,
who wins tonight wins the series.
I think that's right.
Well, Pacers go up 3-1, they'll win.
Minnesota last night had a chance to make that a series.
Yeah.
That was a one-possession game down the stretch. Oklahoma City shut the door by making free throws, and now it feels like it's an insurmountable lead. But
no, I saw SGA miss one.
I've never understood this idea of being down 2-0 is a death sentence. It's tough. 3-0 is the death sentence.
Well, what is it? The series hasn't started until...
Someone, well, I guess
they did win on
They did win on the other's home court.
I also think no team's ever come back from 0-2 when they dropped their first two at home.
That's never happened.
Which the Knicks did.
Knicks could do it, don't you
think? Yes, absolutely.
If they win tonight, they can.
Yes.
Yeah, got to win tonight.
So Indiana is not some sort of dominant team. I think when you look at this, the Final Four, the best team is clearly Oklahoma City. When Oklahoma City puts their foot on the gas, that is the best team left in the playoffs. It's the best team all season long. It's just a matter of, do they have letdowns and does the youth kind of rear its ugly head there? But again, New York and Indiana, I think that's the definition of two heavyweights swinging at each other. And I think that's anyone's series. And it would shock me absolutely none if New York evens this thing up and we go back to New York 2-2 with all the momentum going in New York's favor.
I have one other NBA headline for you before we move on to college football. And it is that the Portland Trailblazers may have interest in the great Chris Paul. Is this truth?
Gross.
Another undersized guard? God, yes. And this one's like 40.
He is not like 40. He's 40.
It's actually pretty neat.
He plays all 82 games. I mean, I don't
Not
know.
Usually, but this year he did.
Look,
this is from Sam Amico?
Yeah.
Is that
Sam Amick?
Amick.
But this says Amico. Are there two different guys?
Oh, Sam Amico?
Maybe Amico. Yeah, Hoopswire. There's two. So there's Sam Amick.
Yeah.
And there's Sam Amico.
Amico, yeah. I forgot about him.
Like, this is Sam Amico.
Are we just bare?
Here's what he says. He is. He writes for Hoopswire.
Sure.
And he said the Blazers are among the teams that could have an interest in Chris Paul should he not return to the Spurs. Portland GM Joe Cronin has suggested he likes the roster as currently constructed, though those around the league have said the Blazers would like to add a veteran guard to mentor Scoot Henderson. Paul is not expected to be back in San Antonio.
Does Chris Paul want to be a stable pony for Scoot Henderson on a team that's going nowhere fast?
What might Chris Paul
want to go to that lake?
Maybe he does want to go to that lake.
I don't know.
What might Chris Paul
go to that lake?
This is the question.
Well, I would assume.
Is he a ring chaser type guy?
He doesn't have one. So
yeah.
I would assume if you're Chris Paul, one of two things. Because if you wanted to stay and be a mentor to a young team, why wouldn't you stay in San Antonio where you have actual, like, seemingly a lot of upward trajectory in that you have a couple young guys, including the most exciting young player to come into the NBA in 15 years, and you're going to add the number 2 overall pick. Why wouldn't you stay and mentor that as opposed to going to Portland?
I don't think they want him.
They don't want him, so they're just going to move on? Because I know they're probably going to draft another guard. They're going to draft, you know, Bailey or Harper, but... I don't know. I mean, if he doesn't come back, I just don't know.
They pick second, right?
Yeah, they pick second. God. I just don't know why.
Those bastards.
That just seems like an odd fit to me. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I can see why Portland wants him, but do we still at this point need another mentor for Scoot Henderson? Isn't that why you have Chauncey Billups? That he played that position and Chauncey called him out last year and that kind of led to the maturity thing. And I don't want another guy that's taking minutes away. My God, if anything, I'd like to get rid of guards, not add more.
Chance is 48.
Yeah.
He's only 8 years older.
It's not much different.
Both pretty good.
So I guess I can see from Portland's standpoint why kind of you'd want that. I just don't know why. If Chris Paul is just looking for a place to play basketball, there has to be a better place than Portland that's going to win 38 games next year. What? I mean, it sounds like
San Antonio can give him some dough, but he wants to play, and they just won't, you know.
Okay.
They're moving on.
Okay, so we're going to bring him here and then take away minutes from...
Yeah!
God.
According to Sam Amico. Amico.
That just doesn't make any sense here to me whatsoever, but...
Mm. Well, we'll see if they do it.
At this point, I'm not going
to... You don't even care.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have my finger on the pulse of what Joe Cronin's thinking, but... I'll tell you what, if that happens, watch them draft Colin Knipple and then sign Chris Paul and me to raise my hand and just be like, what in the living hell is going on?
And watch a fair number of Blazer fans do backflips over those moves.
Oh, yeah, dude, the Chris Paul move. The guy said on the text line, and he's right. If the Blazers sign Chris Paul, buckle up for Blazer fan to go, you know, just that small segment of Blazer fan to go crazy over it. Be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, what a move.
Chris Paul. I mean, I'm going to look and see what old Chris... Because I know he played every game last year. So in the age of 39, Chris Paul, he gave you a whopping 8 points and threw about three boards and hey, dished out seven assists.
We all know what he is at this point. He's 40 years old. He's a veteran, savvy point guard, a Hall of Famer who can teach the youngs a little thing or two.
Why do you want to give? Why do you want to take away 25 minutes away? Do we need someone to take minutes away from the young guard? But if anything, I mean, those guys should be playing 40 minutes a night.
Or can he really take on one of those Udonis Haslam, DeAndre Jordan roles where he just really sits there and does not ever play?
And that's my point. Does he want... That's why I said, do you want to be a stable pony?
It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he wants to play.
Yeah, so...
Which is why here. Yeah, that's weird.
That's why the Spurs, you know, they're probably going to part ways.
Well, and he spent a lot of time in Phoenix and
Ballers
LA
ball,
and
dude.
Texas, and maybe he just wants some of this Pacific Northwest weather. maybe he's yearning for state taxes and just cold, dreary weather.
I would
love
time
Nike guy.
I would love to see his face when they told him.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, you're going to the Blazers.
Yeah, it's like, ah.
Instant call to his agent. Like, what are you doing?
The answer to that is no. Yeah, someone's saying, are they trying to correct the, I think it was the Martell Webster, right? If I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
If I remember
they traded.
My Blazer history, they had an opportunity to draft Chris Paul.
And they traded back
Martell Webster.
For Martell.
Hey, and Martell Webster, I think he still lives around here. I think he's a local guy. But,
okay, you know, but whatever, he sucked.
I don't think he sucked.
I think he did.
Was he Chris Paul? Probably not.
Oh, my God. Are you really comparing Martell Webster to Chris Paul? Jesus. Give me Martell's best season.
I'm looking to see where... I see
you Googling. Let me see.
No, I'm trying to go through the draft and see exactly how that
down. I'll go look up Martell Webster's stats.
You got... Andrew Bogut went one, and then Marvin Williams, who people thought was going to be better than he was.
Marvin Williams.
And then you got Darren Williams, who was actually good for a period of time. He went to the Jazz. And then, then it was Chris Paul, Fat Raymond Felton, who eventually became a Blazer.
Dodged a bullet there.
And then came at number six.
Martell
Webster.
So they had the three pick, right?
They had the three pick, and they traded with Utah.
So they could have had Darren Williams.
They could have had Darren Williams or Chris Paul, but they ended up with Martell Webster.
That's another one that gets kind of lost. Now, remember, but part of that is they already had, didn't they already have Brandon Roy?
I'd have to
Which
look
is at, why the...
I think they had a guard on that. I don't remember who it was, but there was a reason why they
like you can, I don't know, but
You can't justify them
not wanting a guard at that point. But
in hindsight,
that one is lost in history of amongst all the boneheaded Blazers moves, and there are a lot of them. I was explaining that to someone the other day who wasn't familiar with the Blazers at all. We were from out of town. We were talking about, and I'm like, dude, you don't know. The Blazers have had two of the biggest draft whiffs of all time.
Yeah,
And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, well, they drafted Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan and Greg Oden over Kevin Durant. I said, find me a franchise that has two bigger whiffs.
Well, and to be
and
fair.
And he's like, oh my God, I didn't even know that.
I think when you add in, I think Chris Paul and Martell Webster probably deserve that.
It's a top fiver.
And by the way, they did not. So that they would have passed on that due to the drafting already of one Sebastian Telfair.
Oh, is that what it was? They already had Telfair?
They had Steve Blake, Juan Dixon, and the great Sebastian Telfair.
Why would I think that Brandon Roy was drafted before Chris Paul? Was he? No.
No.
Because he's not.
No. He's old, but
he's in his 30s.
He's not 40 years old.
Yeah.
But
Martell, yes. Best season, 11.4 points, 3.9 rebs. And the old fella shot 42% from three.
Roy came in 2 years later. He came in 06, 07.
Not bad from three.
Yeah, but that season was in Washington, not in Portland.
Well, look, they had Martell Webster and Steve Blake, for God's sakes. They didn't need a guard. They needed Martell Webster out of Seattle Prep.
Well.
So.
Lost to history.
Yeah, we, look.
Right or wrong, bring back Chris Paul. Right a wrong. Do it now.
20 years later, bring him back. Yeah. Hey, look. The nice thing about Martell Webster is the other two draft boners make yours just kind of go away.
Yeah. No one really talks about it.
No, it's kind of the best thing. You just kind of can quietly just slide underneath the radar and no one has to talk about it.
Like, hey, he made money, right?
Remember when they took Martell Webster over Chris Paul and Deron Williams? Everyone's like, no, man. It's Durant. It's all about Durant. Durant and the you know the Jordan thing.
Martell Webster career earnings.
Oh, I made a bunch. 105, really? Maybe?
$45 million.
$47.5 million.
Whoa!
Million. I thought he made way more than that.
No.
He never got that big.
That
fat...
was back in the day of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had to work a second job, and you only made $10 million.
Well, I thought he got a you know, one of those ridiculous fat second contracts.
I don't think so. Mm. I mean, he played 11 years. I mean, you know, he didn't...
No, it wasn't a flame.
That's shocking to me that he played 11 years or in parts of 11
years.
Well,
he was in Washington for like 6 or 7 years.
I thought he would have gotten one of those, you know.
He didn't make much there.
I guess the money wasn't the same back then, but.
No, it wasn't. All right, there's enough hot Martell Webster talk for you guys. You're welcome. Blazers are interested in Chris Paul, according to one guy named Sam. But not the guy named Sam that you think. Coming up next. College, okay, so here's the thing. It's a touchy subject now, okay. Mm. College football playoff auto qualifiers.
Yeah.
Now we're having...
Yeah, media fights.
It is a dust-up at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.